right. It's a continuation of the I Love Ann show. Hey, hey, hey. I tell you what, I've got the man on the air with us, Robert Gardner, professor over there at Lander, sax player, singer, just an all-around awesome guy. What you got for us, Robert?
Hey, good morning, Ann. Well, you know, I just actually just started singing like not too long ago, but I'm happy to try to sing a tune for you. This is a tune that was written in 1928 that I just learned. It's called Sweet Lorraine.
Sounds great.
I just found joy. I'm as happy as a baby boy with another brand new choo-choo toy. Oh, when I met my sweet Lorraine, 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 she's got a pair of eyes that are brighter than the summer sky. When you see them, you realize, oh, I love my sweet Lorraine. Now, when it's raining, I don't miss the sun, because it's in my baby's smile, oh, oh. And to think that I'm the lucky one that will lead her down the aisle, oh, ho, oh, oh, ho, oh. Ho. Each night I pray that no one will steal her heart away. I can't wait until that lucky day when I marry sweet Lorraine. Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-da-wee, Lorraine.
That was awesome. You sounded great on the radio. Bravo.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Well, you've been doing some of these live Facebook posts and everything. I think they've been just awesome. What made you start doing that, Robert?
Well, just like everything else, with you know the pandemic, everything has been shut down, and so you know we were all teaching in person at Lander, and then starting in I guess March, you know we were doing all of our teaching from home, and so I had to get better at doing stuff online. And so I came up with some educational little videos that were just, you know, sort of designed to engage my students. And so I started getting better at, you know, figuring out, you know, sound and lighting and things like that. And so I started doing some music things too. And of course, you know, all of our gigs got shut down as well. And so just like everybody else, I'm trying to, you know, find ways to amuse myself and also still engage, you know, the people that were coming out to see us play.
Yeah. Well, it's now, how was it? That had to be interesting teaching, you know?
Well, yeah, for me, it was for sure, because I had never done any teaching or learning online before. And to be honest with you, I really enjoy being with the students and engaging them, you know, face to face. I mean, that's pretty much the main focus of what I do and the way I like to teach. And so it was quite an adjustment for me. But obviously, we had to make it happen. And so, I've gotten better at it and, you know, figured out things along the way. And I think we wrapped up this the spring semester, you know, in a good fashion. And so now, you know, I'm not teaching over the summer, but I'm just trying to figure. We're trying to figure out what we're going to do in the fall at Lander. And so we, you know, we're kind of working out different possible scenarios depending upon what direction this thing takes.
Absolutely. So. Pretty soon, Robert, you'll just be telling him, just come on and play something for me. Let me hear you play. And
yeah.
I guess, how did the students feel about it?
Well, you know, the students didn't sign up for online classes.
Right.
They signed up to do stuff in person to person. So some of them adjusted pretty quickly and others slower. You know, a lot of it, you know, because when they went home, you know, they didn't have as good of internet access, et cetera, et cetera. And so, it was a little challenging, but to be honest with you, I feel good about, you know, what we were able to accomplish with you know, as we move to online, and I suspect if it turns out, you know, like I said, we you know, we're not sure what we'll be doing in the fall. Right now, as it stands, we're planning on teaching in-person classes through Thanksgiving. But it just seems like things are evolving so, you know, so rapidly. It's just we may be doing that or we may not, and so we're gonna for sure make sure that we're gonna give our students, you know, the best experience possible, no matter what the situation is.
Right. Well, that's one part of your life, and then of course you started the South Carolina Jazz Masterworks, and what's happened with that?
I don't know if your listeners know about that group or not. I think I was on with your show talking about it at one point.
Right.
But that was a huge portion of my professional focus was creating that group and making that group work. It's an 18-piece big band made up of many of the best musicians from across South Carolina, and we were coming together to present concerts. You know, it's a huge financial undertaking to support 18 musicians. So you pretty much have to play in the concert hall, and that's what we were doing. We had presented, I don't know, 6 or 7 concerts, and had brought in internationally known guest artists. In fact, we had one scheduled to come join us in June, but obviously we had to cancel that. And as it stands now, we're just like everything else. We're in a holding pattern. We're talking about trying to present something in the fall, but I don't think we're going to be able to do an in-person concert in the fall just based on the nature of you know, how things are progressing, and the bigger venues, they're not wanting to, you know, they don't want to have, you know, crowds of people. So I am looking at the possibility of presenting something online with that group, where we would just do a virtual concert. You know, there's logistical things that have to happen there too, but that would be something we could present to our audience, that so they could stay connected to what we're doing. Otherwise, you know, hopefully we're going to be presenting concerts in the spring.
Yeah. You really were doing an awesome, awesome thing with that, and you really brought in some great talent to play, and you were getting a lot of kudos out there for this group, so I know it's something that will be back, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, there's no question about that. It's definitely going to be back. It's just a matter of when. I mean, like I said, to me, this is an important, you know, part of, you know, what I was doing and what we're trying to do in jazz and jazz education, and, you know, and bringing these, you know, a lot of the great international jazz musicians, you know, they travel all, you know, around New York and Europe and to California and Chicago, et cetera. And then they skip South Carolina and go to Florida. And so, you know, that was one of our goals and our, you know, our mission is just to present, you know, jazz, you know, in its highest artistic form and bring in the best jazz musicians on the planet. And that's still my focus. And I'm definitely going to make that happen. It's just a matter of when.
Just a matter of when. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, now, let's see. What else? Oh, you've started playing in Columbia again, correct?
Yep.
And, God, they've got so many cases, and we've got the mask order down there in Columbia, and also, I guess, in Clemson and in Greenville. Mm-hmm. How's that going to affect things, Robert?
You know, that's a good question. Basically, you know, it's been a challenge to figure out the best path through this. I guess it was 4 or 5 weeks ago, they allowed these restaurants and clubs to open back up again. And so they called me and said, hey, are you willing to play? And it was a tough decision for me. But, you know, a lot of my musical colleagues rely upon these gigs to be able to pay their bills. And, you know, and so these other establishments. And so at the time I just said, hey, I'll do it. And so we've done our best to socially distance, on Fridays and Saturday nights when I've been playing. And you know, we'll see how things progress. I mean, maybe I won't play these gigs anymore. I don't know. It's been kind of a weekly decision almost to try to figure out the best path forward. You know, the places I've been playing at are people aren't really coming back out yet. And so it's been pretty easy to, you know, keep distance between people, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, I think that would have to be a very difficult decision. Are you supposed to play this Friday night?
Yep.
Where are you playing?
I'm playing on Friday nights at a club on Main Street in Columbia called The Joint. It's called The Joint at 1710. And I've been playing there for quite a while, actually.
Wow. Okay. Well, so if you want to see Robert Gardner, you got to just go down there to Columbia, right? Wear your mask in and out. And I guess when you're having a libation, you can take your mask off and have a sip, right?
Yeah. And then on Saturday nights, we're playing at this a really nice restaurant in Columbia called Hall's Chop House.
Oh, wow.
That I highly recommend as well. And you know, it's the same thing. They've got everything mapped out so people are, you know, there's separation between the tables and all that. It's, you know, both the places that I play at are not, it's not like a bunch of younger people there where they're congregating all together. It's more of a, you know, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s up crowd that is doing a pretty good job of social distancing. Having said that, you know, it's like I said, we're watching the news every day and trying to figure things out.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I want to know, down there at those two places you're talking about, how are they doing with the empty tables? You know, some places have had dummies sitting at the table. I think in your case, wouldn't it be cool to have 1930s, 1940s dummies sitting at the tables enjoying it? Huh?
Yeah, well, you'll have to find somebody that can make some of those for us. Make some 1930s and 40s dummies, and we'll stick them in there.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that would definitely add something.
Yeah. Now, one of the things that Columbia does down there, or the Free Times does, they have the best, and you are up for what award down there?
I think it's the best. Best jazz or blues musician. It's the Free Times. It's a local newspaper here in Columbia. I don't know how broad their circulation is. They're owned by the Post and Courier down in Charleston. But anyway, they've been doing this for many years, and they have like lots and lots of categories: best theater, best restaurant, etc., etc. And so it's cool. You know, it's kind of cool to be. A finalist for that, you know, award. If you're a performer, any little bit of recognition, you know, will help bring more audience to you. So it's a good thing. It's the Free Times.
Free Times. And so, let's see, I think you can go Free Times, what is it? freetimes.secondstreetsomething.com? Let's see. All categories: Robert Gardner, best local jazz or blues artist, and we'll post that on our Facebook page for you, Robert. Get people voting from up here.
Why?
And if anybody appreciate wants to, yeah, that'd be cool. That'd be cool. So yeah. since you're up for this award, and since you've entertained us with your a cappella singing here this morning, I think we ought to hear something from that huge sax. Now, what type of sax is that? That's the biggest sax I've ever seen.
Well, there's a whole bunch of different size saxophones. The one I mainly play is called a tenor saxophone. And there's actually a baritone saxophone that's even bigger than that, and a bass saxophone as well. But the tenor saxophone is the one that a lot of jazz musicians use. And that's what I mainly play. Although, having said that, I've got a soprano saxophone sitting here. You know, the tenor has just a little bit lower pitch range and soprano higher pitch range. So I got those are the two instruments I play in the jazz setting.
So what could you play for us this morning, Robert?
I can play something on the tenor saxophone. This is a song that I like. I'll just play a short version of this is a song called My One and Only Love.
I love it. Bravo. Well, bravo, bravo. I wanted to make sure. Here we go. Where's the crowd, please?
Thank you.
You know, that is one of the things I've noticed, Robert. We've seen all these people doing online stuff and everything, and there's never the crowd at the end, which has to be hard.
Yeah, I just was figuring out how to use iMovie, which is a program that allows you to, you know, manipulate video. And I finally learned how to use it a couple weeks ago. And so I have actually added some crowd noise into the last little video I made.
And it makes a difference.
Yeah.
It makes a difference. That's right. Well, that was terrific. You know, I think that sometimes we don't realize the talents that we have right under our noses. And I've always enjoyed having you on the air. And we'll have to do this more often because this has been fun this morning.
Yeah, Ann. Yeah, I appreciate you having me on.
Yeah. And as you progress here, got some good news or some news you'd like to share, don't hesitate to reach out to me, and we'd love to have you on again. So Robert Gardner from Lander University, who is also up for Best Jazz and Blues Singer. Vote for him. I just posted it on our Facebook page, so check that out. Robert, have a great day.
You too, Ann.
All right. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.